Whenever you feel froggy.
Hello! Welcome to another episode of the Noted Podcast. Tonight, we are going to discuss the remaining episodes of Season 6 of Game of Thrones, the ones that we did not talk about. I'm your host. My name is Luke. Wait, we are your hosts. My name is Luke.
This is episode 17, by the way.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm DJ.
This is my first time doing an intro.
I'm McMurray. We've got a full house.
I'm Zach.
Yeah, we have a lot of people here.
I'm Josh.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Jeff. I'm Rudy. And prepare yourself because the night is dark and full of notes.
Me and Andrew Fowler were in a group text with him, and this is when Fazoli's just like had been open just a short time.
Yeah.
And Andrew's like, Rudy, hook me up. He's like, I got you. Come down here. I'll give you a baked spaghetti for $2.99.
I got you.
And we were like, they're normally like $4.99. That's decent. Andrew sent a text back of a picture of a billboard in town. It was baked spaghetti, $2.99.
Like, what? It's not special at all. You're literally giving that deal to anybody that walks in.
I got you. He says that to everybody that walks in.
I got you. That would be the name of the steak restaurant. I got you.
You missed that last weekend.
What?
Went golfing.
Oh, yeah, I've been fine. Was it hot as balls, though?
It got to be. It was okay in the morning.
Yeah.
I think Ernie wants to go again in the morning.
You didn't do. You
I didn't golf. I just drove the cart. I didn't want to get hit again.
It's the best.
To be fair, though, you were in the car when you got here.
Yeah, that's true. So,
that's you literally just set yourself up.
But I also stayed out of the way.
Yeah,
I stayed back.
So there was a story. We went golfing last summer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And anyway, he got the golf ball.
Which I don't know how, right. Because he was here, right. And I was literally like 90 degrees from him.
That ball was
hit the ball and it fell over. Like, I was just sitting in the cart, my own business. It's like I got shot in the leg.
Like a full straight on 45 degree right. Just terrible.
He just turned away. I think you probably was crying. I was crying too.
You know, I was trying not to just scream profanity as well.
I mean, it really was like that Dane Cook joke about the tire. It's like that tire was on a mission. Tire hitter in the
tire hitter in the race.
I got them to watch a little bit of it. Have you seen a new Bo Burnham special?
Yeah, I have. On Netflix. So, yeah, it's good. But what just happened to me?
Did you hear what I said?
On Netflix?
Netflix. How many of those have you had?
Yeah, about half of one. I'm already gone. None.
I had a roommate who we went golfing, and he gets obsessed with things. And so he would get obsessed with, you know, buying a shotgun, so he would research for hours and hours and hours the perfect type of shotgun to buy. And so he got obsessed with golf, and it was the same thing, and he bought the clubs and everything. And I had been golfing before, me and another buddy, and we took him to a driving range just so he could actually hit a ball. And he was like talking about how, you know, he was an expert at this game now. He knew what he was actually trying to coach us on how to hit a ball and stuff. His first shot.
Chris Graves.
His first shot, he hits the ball, and it drives it right into this goose that was like on the driving range. It just hit it, and it went, and went down. And we just started laughing hysterically, like, you killed that goose. He never picked up a club again. That was the last day. He got up and
waddled off.
He waddled off right like Michael.
In the wrong direction.
I have also killed a bird. On hole six, the one that we said we hated because it rolls down, there was birds that were like 20 foot in front of the tee box. And I hit a terrible drive.
Yeah.
Hit in the tee box and just rolled, nailed a bird, killed it dead. And I was just like, oh.
I think I can beat that. I was in Florida at a par three, which that's all I can play because I'm terrible. But my first shot was beautiful. it looked like a master. It looked like I was in the Masters or something. It went straight down. I mean, perfect. Second hole, hit it, went straight into the hotel that was next to the par three. Pretty sure in the parking lot killed somebody. And I just sort of like, okay.
Did Rudy hit one into a house or something?
We are constantly hitting a house. Have you ever been to La Follette Country Club?
Years ago.
Hole one.
Yeah.
It's a par three.
Yeah.
It's a short par three.
Yeah.
And directly behind it, there is a road, and directly on that road, there's a house. Like, if you just barely hit it thin or something and go an extra 30 yards,
yeah,
you're in a house.
Right.
And Rudy's like, all right, let's hit a house today. It's like an every time thing.
Gets up there and just drives it as hard as he can. It's like,
I'm just imagining, like, the real estate agent selling that home to somebody being like, now, you might want to get home insurance if you buy this house.
There's two on my realty houses right there on that corner. And that brick one, I've hit so many golf balls into that yard. Of course, it's far away from the road, so I've never hit the house. But I've hit them into that yard plenty of times.
She said she liked your shirt.
Oh, thank you.
Did you see where season two's coming out in September?
Boing.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
You would like that show.
What?
One Punch Man.
It's on Hulu.
Okay.
Highly recommend it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's good. It's a good anime. All
right.
Love that show.
Well, are we ready?
What are we going to pot about?
Game of Thrones.
We hadn't potted.
We're going to do another one?
I guess it depends on how long we talk about Game of Thrones.
We're not. we'll talk about this for hours. No.
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It just depends on how long we go for.
That you were going to drill those.
Oh, I know. I had so much to catch up on. It's ridiculous. I had the Bachelorette. Who's she going to pick?
I know, right?
I'm worried. I'm really worried about it. I'm worried about it.
I mean, that had to come first, then Game of Thrones.
Right.
Yeah.
Things, yeah.
And that girl's looking for love, McMurray.
In all the wrong places. TV. She should stop that immediately.
Segue, Daenerys is looking for love.
Oh, shoot. Are we recording?
That's a horrible segue.
That was a terrible segue.
Yes, we've been recording for
a while. So, what we're going to talk about today is, the last podcast we did Game of Thrones, it was really like, seasons 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way up to episode 7 of 6, season 6. So we just need to kind of talk about the last
three episodes.
Luke had to count those out.
Or we just talk a season recap.
We do a season recap.
Thoughts on the season altogether.
What happened this season?
What did happen?
Jon Snow woke up.
Basically, fan service. Lots and lots of fan service.
Lots of fan service.
Yeah. No more than that last episode, though. I mean, as soon as that episode is over, I went to Twitter because there's a lot of people, that, of course, that read these books years ago that have been waiting. Like, I've seen a lot of, I've been waiting 20 years for this moment and all this stuff. I'm just like, wow, that's cool.
And the last few episodes have been really epic.
Yeah. Did you guys see where me and him watched it, where George R.R. Martin, just like you say, waiting 20 years, they did an interview, him and Stephen King, like they interviewed each other and they're talking and stuff. And, you know, Stephen King writes a book like every 3 months.
Yeah.
Something ridiculous like that.
Got a book
and
out.
George R.R. Martin, it takes him years to write. And so they're asking each other questions, and at the end of it, Stephen King goes, now George, well, we got time for one more question. What's a question you've always wanted to ask me? And George was like, yeah, I got a question. How the frick do you write so fast? And, you know, it just, you know, because he was talking about like, I'm right about that, 2 months, 2 to 3 months to write a book.
Stephen King says that he writes 6 pages a day no matter what. And there's 6 good pages.
Yeah, clean pages.
Like he doesn't, like he.
That we read.
Yeah, that will be in the book. And like he doesn't leave the desk until he's got those 6 pages. And he says, you know, normal book, 400, 500 pages. So if you divide that up, that's about 2 to 3 months of work. So I can do you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, King's books range from 500 to 800 words or something.
Yeah.
But he's been writing more shorter books the last few years, and he's like, you know, which are short is like 500 pages, which I don't consider short, but
yeah.
But he says, yeah, 2 to 3 months and I'm done. And he publishes like 4 books a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And George was like, he goes, so six pages no matter what every day. And he goes, yeah. And he goes, so never like a sentence. You don't just write a sentence and you get like writer's block and you say to heck with it and walk away. He goes, no, I do 6 pages every. And George is like, I hate you. Because it does. It takes him a long. Like, how long has he been writing this one, the newest one?
10 years,
5, 6 years. Which, to be fair, he took a lot of time
with me
to do press for the show and do stuff on the show.
He wrote episodes for the show.
Wrote episodes for the show. Kind of enjoying his celebrity.
Yeah, he is.
That is.
He's also went to a lot of cons and that kind of stuff. Yeah, he stopped going to those kind of. I think this last year because he was really wanting to get the book out, but
yeah. Which he turned the. Went into his publisher a couple of weeks ago, so it could actually be coming out hopefully before next season starts.
Yeah. I say it'll be coming out real quick.
Maybe.
Shit, I hope so. He's already locked. The show's already spoiled the biggest things for him. Just about.
There's still going to be so much that the books will. Don't kick that.
Is there anything? Okay. Is there anything else now that we've completed this season? Is there more stuff that book readers are like, well, that's not happened yet?
Lady Stoneheart.
Lady Stoneheart's a big one.
Which I don't think they're going to do.
I don't think they're going to do that.
I mean, isn't that kind of too late?
My theory is that's who they're going to use in the books to bring, or yeah, that's who he is going to use in the books to maybe bring John back. Because thematically, and again, this is sort of my theory plus some other boards I've read. Thematically, it would make sense because she always hated John. Yeah. And for her to give her life force to bring him back, you know, would be almost like a mother, you know, giving birth, you know. But maybe that won't happen.
I wonder if she'll find out the truth and that's what causes her to do it. Because she just, after she came back, she was just even more angry and hateful than she was before she died.
Wasn't she going to hang Brienne? Wasn't she hanging Brienne?
She was going to, and then...
It's been a while since I've read that last book, so it's fuzzy for me.
She was going to, and then she spared her, and then Brienne brought Jaime into the Riverlands, and like the very last thing I remember was they were just about to execute Jaime.
Okay.
How many times this season were people like, oh, this is where it's going to happen?
Dude, it trolled me all.
Especially when the Hound went to the creek and was pissing in the creek.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, this is, they pulled her out of a creek. And then just, like, they would show a shot of the creek and you're just like,
he's pissing on Stoneheart.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not going
really?
To now because, like, when Edmure was in prison, he said he'd been there for, like, 3 years, which means 3 years since the Red Wedding. So if they did bring her back, she'd just be a skeleton.
Is it because they can't get the actress back? Is that the reason? Or is it just
maybe
they just don't want to do it?
They didn't need her.
Yeah.
Since they had Melisandre up there, they didn't use her. And after that look Arya gave after she killed Walder Frey, they might just use her.
Serving the same purpose.
And I've also heard that since Beric Dondarrion gave his life to bring Stoneheart back, and he's there with the Men Without Banners, how awesome would it be if the Hound fell in battle and then he brought the Hound back?
Yeah.
Even more brutal.
And then he takes down the Mountain.
Oh, wow. This is your god.
A zombie fight.
Gosh, that would be awesome.
Oh, that's metal.
All right, let's talk. I want to talk about that for a second. So because I re-listened to our last Game of Thrones episode, mm-hmm. and that's one thing that we kept talking about and speculating is the Hound's return and how we think he'll return, and we were way off.
But we did guess he would come back.
We did guess he would come back. But how did you like the way he came back? Did he come back in the book?
Yes and no.
Mention of him, isn't there?
They walked by once pretty much was
I didn't know if that was like a known book thing that he's coming back.
It's led you to believe it's him because he's a grave digger. Okay. But it never actually, that I remember, actually said that it was a hound. It was just someone that looked suspiciously like him.
Oh, okay.
But everyone's like, oh, that's the hound.
Yeah.
That's the hound to them.
I was so glad when he came back.
That was cool.
Oh my gosh. And not when he came back, but the episode after he came back when he went to work.
Oh, and murdered all previous those episode. Guys. Yeah, he just has that axe and he's just walking around.
That was episode 8.
Was that episode 8?
Or 9. Or 9.
He walked up like Jason Voorhees. Yeah, he really just did. Took him out.
He had no fear of death.
And I love that line.
He didn't care.
You're terrible at dying. What was it? It was something.
Yeah,
like,
you're terrible at dying.
Yeah, you're terrible at dying or something.
You'll piss off what dying.
Yes.
And after watching Deadwood, it was so weird to see Ian McShane and not hear him say "cocksucker" every other
time. Oh yeah, that right. That dude was in there. That was kind of disappointing because I was like, oh, they got a big name actor in this, and one episode, one and done.
It was like Max Van Sydow. He's like three episodes.
Yeah, just one. Yeah. Yeah, that was good. I still, but where do you think that's leading? You still think that's leading to an inevitable meeting with the mountain?
There's no way.
Or whatever the frick that thing is.
No, well, I think, God, it's so like, okay. So, Cersei's supposed to die to her little brother. The Maggie the Frog, she said all her children will die, so I knew Tommen was going to die.
Right.
And she's supposed to die to her little brother.
She'll probably be Jaime.
They said that? That's part
for,
of the...
Well, for the longest time, that's why she hated Tyrion. One, because the mom died in childbirth, but two, because she always thought Tyrion was going to kill her. But Jaime is technically younger than her, because he came out of the womb after her.
I still think it'll be Tyrion.
Well... He made a good point. What would you tell me what his...
Well, the nickname that Jaime has is Kingslayer. And you have Kingslayer.
Queenslayer.
Yeah, I mean, you have that look there that in the finale. Yeah. Where he doesn't look too happy that she's... Because, and you know, there was that after with the creators, you know, after the show was over.
Did you guys ever watch those where the creators... I don't normally either, but I did watch that one.
And they said, you know, Cersei... has always been a monster, but what's humanized her is that she's a good mom. She loves her kids.
Yeah.
And she will do anything for her kids. Mm-hmm. And now that her kids are gone, all she's got is absolute power, and
she's a full-on monster. Well,
but she loves her brother.
But in the book,
he's
done with her.
Yeah.
He doesn't have anything to do with her, and that's right. She's kind of gone.
And they're still sort of, I mean, in the show, you know, they had that where he, was saying, you know, I will do anything to get back to Cersei, and so there is a loyalty, and I think even, you know, a love there. But
my out there prediction, I think Cersei's going to swing her dick there on the throne,
yeah,
and then Khaleesi and that whole big army's going to come up there, and she's like, oh shit, they're going to run out, escape, and then they're going to meet the men without banners. We could still get the Clegane Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Yeah. I don't think that you can't have that.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Well, Cersei's on Arya's list. She's wanting to mark those names off.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and Arya's like straight up. She's a stone cold killer.
Gosh.
She's Dexter.
She's Dexter, yeah.
They might get out and Gaines fight.
Yeah.
Jaime strangles her for fucking everything up.
I do want to see Jaime have a... I don't know how to put this. I don't want to see him die. Like, I mean, I realize the dude's twisted, you know, and everything.
I like Jaime.
He's
got humanity.
He does have humanity, and I do want to see him... I don't want to say, like, have a happy ending, but I don't want to see him die. I want to see him... Maybe go out nobly if he does go out, you know.
He does have a sense of nobility because, I mean, he didn't betray Brienne. He didn't, you know. I mean, he does have a noble side.
Yeah.
I want to see how he reacts to the death of his son.
Yeah.
Because
now all of his kids are dead. Yeah. Not only is it Cersei's kids, but all of his kids are dead too.
And she, because of Cersei.
Well, is yeah. that what that look means when he's looking at her at the end? Because he knows by her being on the throne, he's like.
Well, yeah, he knows. He knows Tommen's dead.
Right, yeah.
He may not know exactly how.
He doesn't. Yeah, probably doesn't know how.
That
he could just strangle her in the first episode.
Now, do book people know how he died? I feel like I'm going to keep asking Jamie? That. Know how the little boy, how the
Tom,
son.
No, he's not dead yet.
So when he's still alive. When he walked out the window, were you like?
Well, I remember Marcella's still alive too in the book. But well, I listened to a Game of Thrones podcast called the Storm Spoilers.
Can't be as good as this one. We keep going.
I knew he was going to die. I knew he was going to die by jumping out the window. But the way they had said it, it sounded like she had set all of King's Landing on fire and like he was trying to jump out to escape. Mm-hmm. But I was sitting there watching it and like he took his arrow at the open window. I was like, oh shit, he's about to die right now. He took his throne off and just whoosh. I was like, the hell?
Yeah.
It's so clear. I thought it was going to be like the end of the episode thing where the king dies. But
well, that's what they were. I read a lot of stuff on Twitter too. It was like, I kept waiting for the scene that I was watching to be the final scene, but there was always another one. You're just like, yes!
That episode kept going. And it did not make me sad. I was like, just keep going.
I'll see her for a year.
Because you're right, it did feel like it was about to end.
Like there was so many of those scenes where you're like, oh, well, it could end here easily. They could end the season here. And
it was going to end. What was the final shot?
Khaleesi.
Was the final shot. Yeah, I mean, it could have ended right when she
with Varys teleporting.
That, yeah, or when
they have really moved like the timeline.
I'm just convinced there's like 6 of them.
A lot of people have talked about that. Like, how did he get there so fast?
There's a theory online that he's a mermaid. Or a merman. That he's a merman. That he just super swims.
But the way that I can rule that out is that your last shot? We don't know how long of a time period was.
They're cheating. Yeah, they're cheating with the timeline.
Could have been 6 months. Like 6 months later, there are only ships coming across.
I mean, you had Sansa and Jon Snow going all over the north trying to get support.
Well, they got to move this show quick because, I mean, think of it like this. This is kind of a sad thing to think about. That's the last episode 9 and 10 we'll ever get from Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Oof.
Next season is just going to be real 7. Compact.
With all the time it's passed, Euron could have his 1,000 ships by now. They
found all those trees. I really want the intro to the next one to come there, and there'd be no trees whatsoever on that.
So we got, well, there's no more trees. There's only like 5 bones.
I only have 999 ships.
I was thinking like an epic naval battle. And the dragon's going through and you're on
up. Urine's going to pee all over everything.
I don't know.
I've used that joke way too many times. I'm sorry.
Keep going with it.
I mean, Khaleesi's not going to go with him now since she's already got Yara.
All right, let me ask this question because you said this on the last episode we did. Mm-hmm. You said that it felt like Khaleesi was kind of becoming a villain. Do you feel that same way after episode 10? Because to me, it felt like she was kind of like, remember that when she gave that speech where she was saying, "We won't do what our ancestors did."
I think Tyrion's helping her out, keeping her in the
humanity. Well, yeah, we'll make this world a better place.
But that's sort of Martin's thing is to Westeros, Khaleesi would be like an invader. She's a terrorist almost. But we know more of the story. We see the other side. I mean, you know, some people look at the Lannisters and Jaime. You know, Jaime is the king's slayer. He killed the Mad King. But we also see him push a little boy out of a tower. You know what I mean?
And we also see the good side to him, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. It's very...
It's complicated.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she already has the Martells and the Tyrells behind her, which that's a lot of persuasion and sway. The Starks in the North, they're not going to care.
No.
As long as they have help against the White Walkers, that's all they need. Because they're always left up there by themselves anyway. They don't really
Well, and I also feel like they're the only ones that's real. Their focus is where it needs to be.
Oh, yeah.
They're the only ones that's like, look, people, there's an army of death walking this one.
We've seen it.
Please. She's been playing the Game of Thrones this whole time.
Yeah.
even I think Sansa and Littlefinger are still playing the Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. but Jon has seen them. He knows. He's like,
will we see White Walkers go into King's Landing?
I think so.
That would
well, be not King's Landing.
I think the wall's got to come down. So.
Well, I think that wall's coming down.
I thought it was come down this season.
Yeah. Do you think the Game of Thrones will be over before the White Walkers get there? Like they'll have everything.
Well, see, I think that's what would be. I think that's what would be funny is that the Game of Thrones ends.
We're at peace,
and then these White Walkers.
I mean, that's what happened next season. I think Khaleesi and everyone are coming in. They're going to take Cersei out. They're going to get everything ready, and then like the end of the season, that wall's gonna come down, and then the whole last season is just gonna be.
How do you think she'll react to Jon if they find out Jon's lineage?
I don't know.
As long as Jon's knows, as long as Jon's alive,
Littlefinger knows.
Oh yeah, he knows. Littlefinger knows everything.
That's true. He doesn't know.
Which means Varys very well could know too.
Varys knows everything too.
But I don't.
Think as long as Jon Snow's alive, and is part of the Game of Thrones, he's not going to let the White Walkers just fade out in his mind. He's going to know that they're there. So if he is part of that Game of Thrones, they're not just going to be like, oh, yay, we're done.
But the problem that he's always facing gonna know. Is getting them to believe him. No one believes him. Like,
go ahead.
No, Lady Mormont believes.
I just want the scene where Khaleesi has taken over, she's cleaned up, Jon Snow's in front of her, he's like, you know. You know nothing.
You know.
But she does have Tyrion with her.
Right.
And Tyrion always liked Jon and always believed Jon. Listen to him.
Tyrion.
So I think if Jon went to Tyrion and was like, hey, look, this is really happening, we need help.
Tyrion, when he visited the wall in season two, was it season one?
Season one.
He didn't see nothing, did he? He didn't see there was no White Walker.
He wanted to go see the wall and piss off of it.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
But he also believes in what Jon and what, because he respected.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jon's one of those kind of guys, like, why would he lie? Like,
people keep doubting that. They keep dying.
You feel like a kinship with him because Tyrion being a dwarf had always been pushed aside and made fun of and all stuff, and then Jon being a bastard. And
he was
also a, I don't know if I talked about this in the last one or not, but there's a theory that Tyrion is actually a Targaryen.
I was about to say, it's interesting you said kinship. That's right. That's the big theory, right? That the three are brother and sister.
They're not brother and sister. Cousins.
Yeah.
I mean, look at all the Targaryens. Jon's mom died in childbirth. Khaleesi's mom died in childbirth. Tyrion's mom died in childbirth. Tyrion's mom was apparently raped by Aerys Targaryen, I think, at some point. Could be.
But they're still playing.
But that's the reason that Jaime killed him. Or killed. No, wait. It wasn't Aerys.
That was the Mad King.
Aerys was the Mad King.
Rhaegar was the nephew that ran off with Lyanna Stark.
Is there a Mad Queen?
Cersei.
Cersei's the Mad Queen. I just see that circulating online, the Mad Queen. I didn't know what that was.
I've not seen that.
That's probably what they're. Yeah, she's the.
She's gonna be crazy.
She's gonna be.
She ain't got her kids to hold her down no more. Home her. Oh, she's gonna be crazy.
How'd you guys feel about that whole just 20-minute opening sequence of just her blowing that?
It was
that
beautiful.
Awesome.
The music. Gosh, it was.
It was beautiful.
I've already bought the song on iTunes.
Yeah,
I've played it.
It was just so. It was just like cinematography, just at its. Finest.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
I was watching Mom and Dad, and just the way they were showing the shots of everybody getting ready and that music. But I looked at Mom and I was like, shit's about to go down. This whole town's about to explode.
I thought that Margaery was going to get out. I was like, they've built her up all season.
I forgot she died until you said that.
I was like, surely not going to kill her off that quick.
Yeah. I really thought she'd get out too.
Game of Thrones is one of those shows, though, when someone dies. You're not surprised, but it was a little surprising. I didn't.
Basically, my reaction was like, "Oh shit!"
especially since she was like, "I know, like Cersei."
When
like,
they started
get out of here,
when they started holding them in,
I was like, "You idiots!"
But
and you kind of called it. You called it like with that whole, you know, what was that group called? The people that blew
the seven.
The seven or whatever.
Oh,
the High Sparrow.
The High Sparrow. Because we talked about that on the previous podcast about how, like, you know, and you were the one that pointed out, you were like, you know, they don't scare me because we've not seen anything from their god. Oh, the gods, we don't know anything, yeah. You know. And, I mean, yeah.
You've seen stuff from the old gods. You've seen stuff from the god of life.
You've not seen anything from them.
You've seen stuff from the god of the sea because they brought urine back when they drowned.
Is that Ariel's diet?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can get water in your lungs, and
well,
that's not, I don't think that's really an act of god of a god. Well, whereas, like
for the show,
I can see that.
But the seven, at least, you never saw anything from them.
But from the other ones, though, I say we definitely constantly are seeing stuff from them.
Well, go ahead.
As much like I love that whole opening. And I was torn between being like, "Dad, yes, that's so awesome," but then as soon as I saw Cersei's smug smile, I was like,
"She
just fucking ruined it."
Why?
Because I hate her so much.
I love to hate her.
I've gotten to where I hate her, but I'm just like, I'm glad she's got revenge on the scepter.
Hold on though. Let me explain what I mean by that, because Cersei, we've always known Cersei is evil, mm-hmm. but she's always had to use it through other people, and she's like, she herself has never really, she's always had to hold back. She's always like the mom of the king or whatever, or you know, this person's brother or whatever. Now she's the queen, and now we can finally see Cersei be Cersei. That's like, just unleash.
She can drink a goblet of wine better than anybody.
Gosh. Everything she's done has blown up in her face, but she's too full of herself to actually...
I don't know. I think Tyrion's better at drinking a goblet of wine.
Well, goblets.
Gallons.
She blew up King's Landing, or she blew up the High Sept. Tommen killed himself. She did all that shit to Tyrion. He sent Marcella away as a way to get back at her. Marcella got down there. She had Tyrion put on trial. Oberyn was killed. Martell's killed Marcella. Everything she's done has come back to her.
But which is why I think now that she... Because I don't know. I get what you're saying because that's the obvious direction. But I kind of also feel like when you make that statement about Daenerys coming over with her army and just taking over King's Landing, I think you kind of take Cersei, like you underestimate her a little bit. Because I think she's going to go.
Does she have any more dragon or wildfire? Or does she spend it all blowing up the...
But Cersei's always got a plan. She's always got a plan.
With her maester that she's got now, I'm sure she can get more wildfire.
But I think... I think up to now it's not been as... How am I going to say this? I think Khaleesi's on a different level. I think she's coming in with a huge army. She's coming in with a lot of support. She's coming in with three dragons.
I don't
see how Cersei is going to be able to
make those a dragons. Zombie army.
And the fact that Cersei has pissed off anyone that would have supported them. She's killed them off or she's just done them wrong. No one wants to support her.
Zombies.
Which is another reason why when Daenerys comes over here with the Martells and the Tyrells, like I said, those are huge families with a lot of money and a lot of power and gigantic armies. Their armies, like the only army that comes close to being the same size as theirs is the Knights of the Vale.
I don't know. I can just see Cersei being the kind of person like what you say happens, right? They storm into King's Landing. They just rape that. They wipe that place, right? Cersei gets out. She runs out into the woods, finds that witch. And is like, give me some kind of, because they make this magic up thing as they go along. Well, like
I think in the book after she had that prophecy, I could be wrong, and if I am, Natalie will make sure I hear about it. But I think she had that Maggie the Frog thrown in jail, and she didn't like her prophecy.
So she goes to the jail. And then
she's probably dead by now.
And then the witch is like, "Yeah, just take this gem and this gem. Whoever possesses it, you control the White Walkers." Imagine Cersei just control an army of dead.
Like I said, I think she might try to put up a fight, but
she will.
I don't think he'll do much. Cause,
but is Cersei the type that will, okay, I'm outnumbered.
No.
Will she do the Mad King thing and I'm taking everybody with me?
Could. Oh, yeah.
And then Jaime. Oh, yeah.
That's why the Kingslayer would have to kill her and become the Queenslayer.
I think they had to worry about Littlefinger more than her anyway.
Oh, yeah, Littlefinger's.
Why? Explain that.
Littlefinger wants power more than
Littlefinger wants.
He wants the throne.
But the only way he can get it is if he
marries Sansa.
And Sansa turned him. But she turned him down hard.
That's a good dream.
Yeah.
Just walked away.
Yeah.
But DJ will talk about this. That look that Sansa gave him after they're all like, King of the North, King of the North.
Yeah.
I thought that was a look of her being like, oh shit, you were right. Or.
No.
She was smiling.
Like I told you,
yeah,
she was happy that they were saying King of the North. Then she looked at Littlefinger, and Littlefinger was really pissed. And then you see her look at him like, really, dude?
See, I watched it the other day.
Like, what's he thinking?
Exactly. Like, that's exactly, like, what's,
yeah.
What's on his
mind? I watched it yesterday, and she's small smiling at first. Like, she's smiling when Lyanna Mormont was, like, putting all those guys in her place. Yeah. But then after all of them were like, King of the North, King of the North, her smile goes away. And then she looks over it.
Her smile doesn't go away until after she looks at Littlefinger.
Yeah, when she looks at Littlefinger, then she has that real serious look, and then she's...
We'll pull up later. I ain't going to worry about it right now.
That's the thing. You know, I was talking to somebody about Sansa, and I might have been you, but, you know, she's been through so much in the show, because in the books, she doesn't go to... It's her friend, isn't it? Her friend, Jane Poole or something.
I was thinking Jane Poole had married Rob, and she was killed. No, did she go there, or did she marry?
Because I don't think she in the book she went to Ramsay, but I could be wrong. I
was thinking Jane Poole had either married Rob Stark.
You sure was
she's still alive with the kid.
Okay.
But just
It was Jennifer.
That's okay. Anyway, but in the show, she's been through so much, and you know, she apologizes to him about, I'm sorry that I didn't trust you. I'm sorry I didn't tell you about Littlefinger and the Knights of the Vale. And I think she wants to trust and, you know, be a team player with her brother, because. But I just think she's been through so much with just their King's Landing and then with Ramsay. You know, she's not been able to trust anybody. She may be incapable of being that open and honest. You know, he wants her to be open, you know. Jon Snow wants her to be open and honest, but she may be incapable, and that might lead to friction.
I was thinking she'd been around Littlefinger so much.
Yeah, she's smart.
Learned so much from him.
Yeah. That's the thing. She's grown.
Right.
I get that. I mean, the thing, I mean, everything you guys were saying, I get and I understand. It just, it frustrates me so much because I want to like her. I want to like Sansa. But it's like, when you watch her in season one, you know, she's a total...
Well, she's been rubbish the entire series.
Entire series.
Up until this season.
And then they make her, you like her a little bit.
She became awesome.
And then in this last episode, you're like, you witch. Like, I don't know, I just feel like...
Why do you think she was a witch?
Because she won't trust Jon Snow.
She has like,
she won't, she still... Like, he says to her, like, don't keep anything from me again. And she's like, okay. And what does she do? She doesn't even tell him about that meeting with Littlefinger. Like, she just doesn't even... It's just like, oh, she's so frustrating. Like, that character, I find her like...
She's been so bad up until this season, and finally, like, the writers are giving her good stuff, they're giving her good storylines. She's doing things, and then the last two episodes, it's like, why didn't you tell him? You could have saved so many lives.
Yeah, just say something.
Well, too, I think that her character, of course, didn't grow up until she went through the shit she went through.
Mm-hmm.
She learned.
She went through some crap.
She learned how to survive.
I get that. I mean,
the writers, when they looked at that, they're like, okay, she's just. No one's going to like this girl. But once she goes through this life-changing event that she's about to go through, let's give her some balls.
She's basically married to two psychopaths.
Yeah.
At the same time...
Well, one of them's awesome.
She was engaged to a psychopath.
Tyrion.
She was married to Tyrion.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about...
Tyrion was sort of decent,
too. I forgot. Yeah.
He was actually really nice.
He never touched her.
He was a really nice husband.
Like, he had a whore on the side. It was great.
That he wouldn't really do anything with.
Jon wasn't innocent, though, because she gave him counsel, and he ignored her.
She's a woman.
Oh, I agree. I mean, and in fact, you know, we might as well just dive into it. We
I didn't mean it that way. Can't trust her. We're taking that one. But in that world,
there goes our podcast.
Every episode has one. I'm just happy it was our guest. It wasn't one of us.
There goes our podcast. Off but, the air.
We lost
I'm getting an email right now from Apple. We're going to have to stop posting your podcast.
Well, we're dancing all around it, so let's just get right into it. Episode 9. Like, did you guys think episode 9 was...
It was an hour-long boner.
It really was.
I had to call my doctor.
It's I pretty much had the same feeling I had when I walked out of the movie 300.
Yes.
Where I wanted to just...
Or Saving Private Ryan. Face. That's
not for me. It was a great movie, but not where I just wanted to kill something after I left it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm completely agreeing with 300.
I'm just like testosterone.
I built a house.
Got my life together.
It was just an epic battle where so much was going on, and
it was awesome.
Very rarely do I actually get into something like that, but when Jon was being trampled and smothered by all the dead bodies, I was actually like on the edge of my seat, like, holy shit. And then, so the whole battle goes out, and then 1-1 dies, I get super pissed off, and then thankfully, Ramsay finally dies, and that bloodlust comes back, because I'm so angry that I wanted him to die, but I wanted it to be so much worse for him.
Dude, I loved ate my dogs.
I loved it.
I wanted it to be worse.
What else could happen?
I wanted him to be skinned like he did to people. I wanted him to have his dick cut off like he did to Theon.
The dog
thing was pretty brutal.
His dick did get ripped off by a dog. Not by a sharp knife.
It was his dog.
I wanted him to be alive when it got ripped off.
He probably was.
I love how they showed it, too. They literally showed that dog bite his face.
Yes. I think that was the perfect death for him.
I agree. Well, because he did it to people.
Yep.
And she got even angrier when Sansa turned around to walk away. And I was literally going like this. I was like, Sansa, get out of the way. I want to see him get mauled.
But then you see that smirk come on her face. And I was like, yes.
See, okay, that's when you know she got balls. Here's how I feel about it. You know, and I stated this on the last episode, like, I thought the Joffrey death was so disappointing. Because I wanted to see that kid get ripped apart by dogs. But he just kind of had it easy. He just got poisoned, and and then he died, and it was over. I like how this guy suffered.
Yes.
I like how he suffered really by his own...
His own creations.
Yeah.
He didn't feed his dogs, so he'd be hungry for battle.
I'm happy with it, but
And I like how Sansa was the one to deliver it.
Well, and I like that what I really liked about it was, you know, last season they got a lot of flack for the Sansa rape scene.
And the Cersei rape scene before the year before.
True, yeah. But I remember reading a lot about the Sansa. But, you know, what I liked about episode 9 of this season is you wouldn't have had that feeling of like Sansa did if she hadn't gone through that. I mean, it's hard to watch a character you like or, you know, any character be tortured or whatever.
It wouldn't be as rewarding. Kind of similar to the Cersei scene where she's got that girl on there and she goes, this is your god now. And as she's walking out, she's going, shame. It's like, oh, yeah, I love Cersei.
In that Sansa Ramsay scene, I just love that she's in that position of power. Mm. See, she's essentially, because he's like, my dogs will never hurt me. They'll never. And she's like, well, you didn't feed them. You said it yourself.
Yeah,
she's in power. And she's essentially raping him.
And she even says to him, you know, no one will remember you.
Let me ask you something about the season in general. And this is something I heard on another podcast about
Here we go.
Bring up another podcast. Won't even listen to our own podcast. Listen to everybody else's.
I don't like hearing my own voice, but it's so spoiled.
I don't like it either. So listen to it.
But so they had all these rape scenes and women being pushed aside and everything. Do you think that they heard so much about it? Because this year there's been a whole lot of woman power.
There is a lot of girl power.
Cersei getting power, Sansa getting power.
I don't think, though, that was because of the flack that they've been getting. I think that that was the way these characters were going to progress no matter what.
Yeah, because it just kind of perfectly lines up. Yeah. Like, with...
Well, Martin has said he wanted his main characters to be the marginalized. You know, the dwarf, the bastard, the, you know, the young girl. I mean, he wanted, you know, that were typically marginalized.
Unlikely heroes.
Yeah. Medieval. Yeah.
But how do you explain Jon Snow?
I think you have to account for that. I think you have to take that, because, I mean, they hear it, they listen, they go to the conventions, they know people
and
freak out about it.
Could be a little bit
people buzzed. Will stop watching shows for that reason.
Right. Yeah. I don't see anybody stopping to watch this show because of something that they portrayed on there, though. Because they've literally put everything on there now.
And it's also, I always think it's funny, too. Incest, every season, rape. Every single season, you always see, like, an article on Facebook, Game of Thrones breaks records. Every season, they break records. Like, more and more viewers. It's like...
Well, I think HBO Now coming out
helped. Yeah.
I got HBO Now.
Because
I had to, because Dad stopped the cable on HBO and cable, so I was like, I've got to watch
it. You can watch it on Cody? I mean,
not live.
Yeah.
Not good live.
You can watch it a day before, can't you?
No. It's up there on Cody, but if you go to actually view that, it's not actually the episode.
Well, go ahead.
Why did Ned Stark never teach his kids to zigzag?
For real, though.
Good question.
Well, but, you know, that's the reason why I said we just might as well bring it up, the episode 9, because we were talking about how, you know, Jon Snow just, like, completely just didn't listen to his sister and just completely fell for Ramsay's trap. But, I mean, that was just brutal, because you knew what was going to happen.
Like, everybody.
He's just riding out there, and, that was just agonizing.
Two, I thought, well, obviously, he's going to die. But then I'm like, well, maybe that's too obvious. Maybe he's not, because this is too obvious that he's about to die. Right,
maybe he'll just step to the left a little bit.
And you do bring up a good point, and that's kind of where I was wanting to go, or what the question I want to ask, particularly, you know, McMurray, but everybody. But, you know, the thing that I keep hearing is everybody, the book fans, are kind of disappointed with the way it ended, because they said this is really like the first season that ended predictably. It was very predictable. Like, and I mean, think about it. A lot of the things that you called in the last episode we did happened. And I mean, I wouldn't have known those things had I not done this episode. But I mean, even I was kind of sitting there going, like, well, yeah, I mean, I knew that was going to happen.
The one thing that just shocked me in the finale, and not that it happened because I thought it would happen, I didn't think it happened this soon. Was Arya getting Walter Frey?
Yeah, it was cool.
Like, I thought that was going to happen next season.
Yeah, that was fast.
That was fast. That escalated.
She's got a horse
I called it when we were watching episode 10.
You saw they were setting up that girl.
When that girl was with she was serving Jamie and Bran or Bronn. That you see her the first time, I didn't think anything of it. But then eventually, Bronn goes away and Walter Frey sits down, and then they show that girl again, looking at Jamie and
she's staring down
at Frey, and I was from a distance, and I was like, "Hey, Dad, that's Arya."
Really? I have to rewatch that again.
Dad was like, "That's not Arya." I was like, "Dad, a girl has no face." And he's like, "So later on, when Dad just gonna be like, really?"
Yeah.
See, I didn't catch it that first time either.
I didn't either. Yeah.
I thought it was just that, because the show has put scenes in like that before with Bronn and Jamie talking and girls look at him. I'm like,
yeah, but they made a point of it this one. And like I said, I didn't think of it the first time that you see this girl. But then again, when you see this girl and those eyes.
And what made me suspicious was he was looking. He was
looking at her the same way. Yeah. Like he was suspicious too.
Yeah, he was suspicious.
Yeah, I didn't notice it at first, but when I saw it again, I was like, yeah, those aren't doomy eyes. Those are sort of...
That is kind of cool.
I hate you. Ooh, I want to...
Yeah, that's. I'll have to rewatch that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was really proud of that
Jamie
moment.
Is Jamie on her list?
Cersei?
No, Cersei's on her list.
I don't think Jamie ever did anything to her.
No.
Yeah. And then, I'm trying to think more of just episode 9, just things that happened in that. I mean,
it was mostly the battle.
And, you know, that's the thing, too. Like, it feels like the entire show is just leading to...
Well, 9, you had 2 battles. You had the Marine...
That's right, well...
which you sort of... it's the Marine slaughter. Let's just put it that way, but, yeah. But, I mean, just that moment of that dragon landing there.
That little speech up. That Tyrion, when he cuts off both of those.
Awesome.
When little Obama does that.
Little Obama.
And Tyrion comes and puts his hands on that guy's shoulder and giving that little speech. You're just like, oh, dang.
Yeah, just, that was awesome.
Tell the people what happened in the room.
Yeah, that was cool. I mean, that whole episode was awesome. We need to talk about the giant getting killed, though. Yeah, that giant. That crush.
One. Is that right?
One.
I almost took that as hard as the Hodor death. That killed me.
I might have taken it harder than Hodor.
That killed me. Because, first off, though, you know what, though? Let's just for a second just mention somebody that doesn't ever get any props. Freaking Ramsay's army. Just taking it like a champ when a giant is running at you.
You know, I thought the same thing.
Because I'm just saying, if I was in Ramsay's army and I saw that giant, I'd be like, screw
it. Now, they're like, oh, God.
I thought the same thing. Giants are supposed to be like these things of, like, legend. And then all of a sudden, it's there. Real, and it's ginormous. And it's like... They're like Lego characters. They just pull them apart.
They all stand there with their shields, like they don't give up.
The only thing that frustrated me about him, why did he not have a weapon?
Or a shield.
I mean, I get he's a giant.
He could have pulled up a tree.
But if he just, think how much more that would have benefited him if he just had a giant club. And like that scene where they all have the shields around him and he was just batting the shields away. Like, that would have been nothing for him.
He could just win in a circle and
the entire army. He had no weapons. It just kind of made him kind of, he could only do so much.
That wouldn't have led him.
I get that. I mean.
His dad.
But none of the wildlings really had any, they're kind of.
They're wild.
They're very primal.
His teeth.
Tormund used his teeth.
Oh, that was his.
That was gorgeous.
Well, even like the scene where, like, you know, he has his hand through the wall and the spear goes through his hand and he just rips
it
up.
Oh, my God. The
and
giant.
You're just like, this giant.
I love watching the
savage.
He's like, he's so smug because he got back in Winterfell and all of a sudden just a fist through the door and then, like, his smile would wave.
Well, he's like, we can hold them out for months and all this stuff. We've got this. And then the crashing on the door. He slowly turns around. You're already knowing that the giant is already running at the door, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's that shot when you see Ramsay running away, and I was like, I hate that guy. And then you have that shot of there's John and
Shield.
Who's the other guy?
John, Tormund, and one.
Tormund. Okay, you had John Tormund and one, and I was like, "That's the Avengers shot," because it's all three of them in the same frame. I'm like, "Go chase him!" And
I want a poster in my house, just like a framed photo of that shot where Jon Snow pulls the sword out, and he's just his back is, and that army is running towards him. That was the coolest shot.
Absolutely gorgeous.
That was a better fight scene than I've seen in a lot of movies.
I agree. I mean, that was like.
If that guy, he knows how to direct, but like he knows how to choreograph.
That's the same director that did
last episode.
But no, he also did the Hardhome. He did that episode, which
you can tell.
You can tell, yeah.
Both of them are two of my favorite episodes right there.
I would just love for him to be like, he's going to direct the entire season 7. Every episode.
Gosh.
It'd just be like one long battle.
I think Hollywood's going to snatch him up, though.
He already said he's not.
And I'll watch whatever he does.
Give that dude a Star Wars movie.
I've heard that he's not going to direct any episodes next season. But that might not be a bad thing, because that means he could do
more the last season.
Yeah.
But it's going to be dragons versus
just
White Walkers.
Full on fighting. Yeah. No, I think by then, though, you're right. It'll be.
That's what you meant to say.
Okay, now, but let's talk about this, though. Kind of going back to that Jon Snow scene in the battle. So, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know the scene where they send Melisandre away, which was a great scene. You know, like, they're talking to Melisandre, and Melisandre's like, you know, they're having that great conversation about the Lord Alight, and she's like, the Lord Alight, you know, he's the reason you're here. And, you know, she's kind of explaining that, like, you know, maybe he brought you back to die today. I don't know. I don't know what his plan is. Did you kind of feel like when they did that one just beautiful long take of Jon Snow in the fight? And I mean, like, he's, you know how the camera just stays on him and it's just hell all around him, just pandemonium. And he's, and it'll be like a guy with an axe about to hit him and then all of a sudden a horse hits the guy.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm asking is, do you kind of feel like that there is a safe Lord of Light bubble around Jon Snow? Like, Jon Snow can't... Is he being protected
maybe,
right now?
Maybe since he's the... Because
it did feel very, like, Jon Snow's not going to die today.
I mean, Beric Dondarrion brought that one guy back to life like 9 times, and he kept dying.
Right.
Yeah. So, since this guy is Azor Ahai, or whatever they say, he could... I never thought about this until just now, but the Targaryens, were they big believers in the Lord of Light? But I mean, it would make sense since they're fire.
Maybe.
And that's why Jon Snow is the chosen one, because all this time he's been a Targaryen, and that's revealed now. That's why he is the chosen one, because he's a Targaryen. He is fire. So it would make sense that the Lord of Light.
There's also a thing that the Chosen One would be born under a bleeding comet. And in the scene where Ned goes in to where Lyanna's at, the sword he picked up was the guy that he killed. And that family's crest is like a comet falling on it. And that sword was covered in that guy's blood. So I think that was the
problem. Both of you just then were gorgeous.
Chills. I like how that scene was orchestrated. You know, like the way right when the camera closes in on her and she goes, "His name is," and then you just silence. Like you didn't hear her say the name.
But then they show the baby.
And they show the baby's eyes,
that
and
baby
then it cuts to his face.
That baby was gorgeous. Perfect.
Good actor.
Well, I mean, it's Jon Snow.
Well, true.
He's a gorgeous man.
He is.
It's so strong. I told my wife when I was watching that, I said, I want my son to be Jon Snow. I said, like, that dude is like, I think he's the greatest man that's ever lived. It's not even real.
I agree.
Jon Snow.
I should. Yeah, just like his whole life. Like, anytime he says anything about me being his dad, I'd be like, you're a bastard.
You know nothing.
You know nothing. Yeah.
You know nothing, John.
You know nothing. Snow.
Oh, my bastard.
No, it's my name, not Longmire. Snow. You're no son of mine.
Autumn starts loving him. No, you're supposed to hate him. Catherine hated John.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to love him.
I will say one of my favorite scenes in the entire last episode was Sam when he walked into the library.
I love Sam.
That look on
his
face.
He loved those books. He was so happy. He was so happy.
He was in heaven. It's almost like, in a weird way, I would be fine if they never go back to him again. They just give him that happy ending.
But I felt bad.
He's got his books. He's got his girl.
Yeah, they were not going to do that because, of course, they got to show something with Gilly and little Sam.
Wait, why? Do you feel bad for her?
Well, you know, they're like, okay, Sam, come on. You stay there, woman.
No women.
No women allowed. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, just the look on her face, it's like, oh, well, this is, you know, we were together and we had this, you know, connection, but now it's like there's distance.
My prediction is that Sam is going to, of course, he's going to go there to learn. And he's going to learn a lot. And he's going to stumble across something that he needs to know about the White Walkers. deliver it just in time to Jon Snow to defeat them. In the end.
I think you'll find out Jon Snow's lineage somehow in there.
Doesn't Jon Snow know how to defeat the White Walkers already?
Well, like I said,
I don't know.
There's going to be something, of course, missing.
I agree with you. There's something there, but maybe I don't know
how
what.
To maybe how to make more dragon
glass.
Yeah,
because they just know that they found it north. They don't know how to make it.
Yeah,
well, he could also run into Gendry because Gendry one is the last of the Baratheon line. And he knows how to. He's Robert Baratheon's master.
Oh, okay.
But he also was an apprentice under that blacksmith, and he knows how to make Valyrian swords.
I know he's talking about that.
No, I really don't.
The one that Arya was stowed away with.
He's not been seen since like season two.
Last time he saw him, he was rowing off in a boat.
Oh yeah. Oh okay.
All season people.
Well,
like,
no, he went with the Brotherhood, didn't he? Yeah, he went with the Brotherhood because the Brotherhood wanted him. Right? Or no?
I don't remember now.
Never mind. You're right. You're good. I'm wrong.
But like,
you're right.
Sam's got the sword with him, so he's gonna have to do something.
They
can't just give him a Valyrian sword and just go like. You just stay down there in Old Town.
Maybe that's the sword that ends up killing.
That would be awesome.
And well, could find it's my sword.
Yeah.
So.
I love that scene.
I don't know if he'd find out the lineage just because I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think that's written anywhere.
Yeah, like Littlefinger knows just because of word of mouth, but I don't think many people.
Yeah, John.
How do you know that Littlefinger knows?
Littlefinger knows everything.
He said something to Sansa about John's lineage.
I don't remember that, but just saying he knows everything doesn't really mean that he knows that.
Well, this is my problem. This is the thing I'm having though, like with the show. Game of Thrones is known for just like right when you think you know where it's going, and then all of a sudden there's that thing you didn't think of that just throws. And the show is kind of coming to a close, so it is naturally becoming more and more predictable. But I still like. I just don't think George R. R. Martin has it in him to get. I don't sense this show having a traditional happy ending. I just don't see. Because he's always said from the get go that, like, you know, he wants to depict war, and war is not, you know, war is gray, ugly. It's ugly, you know.
That's why he killed off all the faint popular characters, because normally they would not.
And typically, most wars end kind of awful, you know, and so I don't. I mean, I think there will be a happy ending, but I don't know if it will be like in the traditional, like...
It's not going to be a Tolkien happy ending where, well, I'm king now, and I'm going to be a great king, and it's wonderful.
And yeah, it just ends with Sam, like, and he has his kids, and he's writing books and telling them the story, and, you know...
I put Jon Snow on a boat to the Elven lands.
Even though I would love that ending.
No, yeah, kind of cool.
I love you, Sam.
I'd say
a lot of the cast won't die before the end of it.
Yeah.
The majority of
it. I agree.
Well, tell them what you told me. Tell them. tell them about the, you know, ice and fire.
Somebody pointed this out to me. I just thought it was interesting because I never connected it.
We'll just keep talking.
Okay. 15 minutes later, he's done. Somebody pointed this out that, okay, so you have Daenerys, she's a Targaryen, you have Jon Snow, Targaryen, and the Targaryens typically have always intermarried, am I correct in that? And that, you know, George R. R. Martin has always called this a Song of Ice and Fire. Typically in medieval literature, a song was like a romance that maybe Jon Snow and Daenerys will come together and rule.
I always thought
a power couple or something.
I always thought that meant that because Jon is a Stark.
Yeah,
right. True.
That's the way that I took it, the song of Ice and Fire. I thought it, at first, before that I knew about when we had that podcast last.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of figured maybe it was about Jon Snow and Daenerys, but now I'm kind of more leaning towards it's just all about Jon Snow.
True.
The ice and fire is him.
I'd be fine with the Daenerys thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be totally fine
with that boning.
Well, and, you know, she ditches her guy at the end of the finale, you know,
her
Daria.
Her mistress.
Mistress. But, well, a mister.
Her lover. But, you know, so that that could leave her open. But yeah, even the at different times, they are fire and ice. I mean, Daenerys can be very cold at times when she's making her decisions.
That's very true.
So,
I,
someone said it, I thought it was an interesting theory.
Definitely not rule out.
You know.
Something we have two more seasons?
Right. Two more, yeah.
Seven
and six.
13 episodes.
Two more books. Possibly.
I figured it would be one more book. Well, six, and then the seventh would be the last book. But it would be a kind of a little bit longer book, and they're doing a two-part season to cover one book.
It freaking needs to be, because that man ain't got a lot of life left.
He's going to have to hire somebody else to finish it.
Well, the seventh book is what? Spring, a Dream of Spring?
I think so.
Dream of Spring. But the sixth one is going to be The Winds of Winter.
Right.
I mean, Amelia's going to be in college when that book is written.
So is there an eighth book?
I mean, for real.
He says, he claims there's just going to be seven.
Okay, that's what
I mean. But he also claimed Dance of Dragons was going to be one book, but he split it into Feast for Crows and Dance of Dragons.
It was originally supposed to be a trilogy.
I heard.
Yeah, this was all supposed to be a trilogy.
Yeah.
And he started writing, they were like,
nope. I watched an interview where he talked about that. Yeah. Where, you know, this was just supposed to be three books, but then I realized I have a lot more story to tell, and I'm running out of time to tell it.
And I saw something, it might have been in the Stephen King interview he was mentioning, where he was addressing this new season that he hadn't met the deadline. And he said, you know, when we first started the show, I warned them about changes they made. They made certain changes, and I served as an advisor. And I said, guys, you know, later on, you know, you're changing one little thing here, but later on that's going to affect, he called it the butterfly effect,
oh, yeah,
that it's going to snowball. And he said, you know, you're already starting to see that. He said, so my Winds of Winter will have certain tent poles and, you know, will follow, you know, but how we get there might be radically different. So we could theoretically, and if I was him personally, the selfish part of you, I wouldn't give them all my best stuff. I would keep some.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you want people to keep buying your books.
I would keep some gems to myself. So, I mean, we could theoretically have two different, radically different endings to the story.
I'd be okay with that.
I would be too.
I think people buy the books regardless. Like, mm-hmm. I know I would.
Well, it'll be fascinating and interesting to see how different they are. Like, how, if they do end differently, what the ending is. And because that in of itself will just be such a huge conversation amongst fans of which ending was better, or, you know.
Just in the books alone already, the show has very rarely touched upon, like, the ancestors and all the backstory.
Well, it can't.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, like, that's the books have all that in them.
Haven't they?
People want to know.
Well, haven't they? HBO, this isn't official, but there is rumor that they are planning on doing a prequel Game of Thrones series. I don't know if you guys have heard that.
Full hard on erection on
that. Once they finish this, they're going to go back and do a prequel, like a young.
Well, of course they're going to do something.
They're going to milk it.
Oh, heck yeah.
It's such a moneymaker.
And I'm so glad.
I would go right into it because I want to see the wall being built. I want to see Bran the Builder. I want to see.
Oh, I mean, normally I'm kind of against prequels, but this is one prequel I'd be like all for.
I think that's with any adaptation in media. I mean, I was a Harry Potter nerd, and, you know, I love the movies, but the books had so much richer stories, and you got more involved with certain characters than were ever in the movie. And, you know, I think that's just the thing about these adaptations, you know, you get a more richer experience with the book, but.
Yeah.
Well, it's because you can't put everything that's in a book in a show.
A book in a movie or a show are radically different. And, I'm for that.
And it sucks that you can't. I mean, one, because if they did put everything that is in a book into a TV series, it would be like five seasons for one book.
It would
be boring. Yeah.
It would be boring. It would be
500 episodes.
You got to be cinematic. I mean, you've got to be cinematic. I agree, but. You know, that's why I think you need both. I mean, that's how you get the whole experience.
Also, I try to keep that in mind, and I try to separate them.
Yeah.
Not just Game of Thrones, but Harry Potter and
Jurassic Park or any of these things. I try to think of them as separate, the book than the movie. Mm-hmm.
So were you satisfied with the show?
Yeah.
I mean, it, like, kind of what I was going with, like, you weren't, like, one of those people that was like, oh, it was predictable. No,
what's up, Jake?
Frickin' Jake.
Asshole.
The whole table clashes. Catches on fire.
Well, what else Puts happened in, I mean, episode 9, we pretty much covered
for well, the, one thing I want to do say about episode 9, okay. One of my favorite parts of episode 9 is when Ramsay finally says, okay, you wanted a 1v1?
Yes.
I'll give you your 1v1. And he starts shooting the arrows, and he just picks up that shield and blocks everyone. Every time he blocks
like
one,
like, oh. Like a boss. Because you know he's about to... But, you know, that's the thing about Game of Thrones. Like, you're still on the edge of your seat.
Yeah,
you don't know what's going to happen.
Is he going to get hit? Is he going to get winged?
Because I'll tell you what scared me. When he's just down, and he's just pounding his face in, and you're like, yes, do it, Jon Snow. And then it shows him smile. I thought he still got a trick up his sleeve.
Yeah, because Ramsay Bolton is the Joker.
He's the Joker.
Oh, yeah.
Of that world. I don't think he has
a trick up his sleeve as much as, like,
well, he clearly
enjoying
doesn't.
It.
Yeah.
He was enjoying it. Like,
yeah.
He enjoys
it. Oh, yeah, he's a freak. Yeah, he's a total freak. Because wasn't there, like, one episode where... He was having sex with some girls, and he comes out, and he just has cuts all over.
Yeah, he gets dressed at one point, and he's just covered in...
Like, he's crazy, you know?
The girl that Sansa pushed over the...
I forgot her name. Right. Miranda.
Yeah, Miranda. I think that is who it was, yeah.
Yeah.
She worked in the kennel, too.
She was kind of a freak, too.
Yeah, she was.
She liked her dogs.
Ramsay was tore up about her dying there for
episode. Yeah. For like 10 minutes.
Well, she's gone.
He fed her to the dogs. I mean, that's...
I know, right?
That's love.
Yeah, he fed her to the dogs. I felt that was an odd...
That's love, though. That's love.
Should we bury her? Feed her to the dogs.
Feed her to the dogs.
Wow.
Yeah.
You think it was that as much as just trying to keep his reputation?
That dude gave no craps. Because, I remember that scene you're talking about, because he looks kind of sad, and then he just quickly snaps out of it. It's like...
But his reputation of fear.
Yeah.
But he loved people fearing him.
Yeah, and he's a lord at that point, too, so...
You can also see it.
He's not, because
Penny kills Dad, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she loved those dogs, too. She would want her dogs to be fed. Well, feed her.
Yeah.
That's love.
That is love.
It's love.
It's love. Ramsay understood love. Everything.
Future wife, if you're listening to this, if you ever pass before me, I'm going
to
feed
you. Feed her to the dogs.
Feed her to Jake.
Feed her to Jake.
Well, is there anything else in episode 9 we didn't really talk about? I think we kind of talked about the battle pretty good.
Yeah, I think so.
Is there anything in episode 10 besides... We talked about Cersei a lot, but is there anything... I know a lot happened in that episode.
I love the old maester. I don't know his name.
I love his dad.
Okay, I'm so glad you brought that up. Someone explain that to me. Were the kids killing him, his children?
No. Those were the birds.
Those used to be Varys'
Those were
Varys'
little birds.
And then Qyburn took them over. And then he had them all.
I just wonder because, you know, he's always having sex with all those whores, and I thought, are these his own children stabbing him to death right now? And that's why.
Well, I just feel bad that woman didn't get paid. That was sad.
That's
sad.
I don't know, never right? Got
she never got
She
paid.
Needs her own spinoff series.
Where's my money?
I'll watch
Where's
it.
My money?
Bitch, where my money? Bitch, better have my money.
Have my money.
Somebody's supposed to be here. Yeah.
That'd be great.
But in the books, Varys kills him, doesn't it? Isn't that right? Pycelle's killed by... I think he gets... Yeah, in the books, he got killed by an arrow, and I thought it was Varys that killed him.
I couldn't imagine Varys wielding an arrow.
Varys is...
There's two different people in the books and show I've heard.
I think you're right.
Yeah. That scene was incredible.
I loved
it. It reminds me of children, because I hate creepy children, and I mean, it reminded me like Children of the Corn or something. I mean, it was just, I was like, oh, I can't trust you.
Yeah, every time, like that one little girl that they showed right before the start stabbing, she was like looking up at him, and she's like, and you're like, whoa.
When I saw that scene, I thought of Hard Home. When that female wildling that was so badass killed people and all such, she saw all those little kids.
This was worse, I feel, because those are zombie children. This is like 20 normal children.
You know, speaking of little girls, we need to talk about that one little girl.
Lady Marmot. Just
awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, supports Jon Snow.
That chick is so cool.
She's a boss.
She is a boss. Like,
yeah. I read something on the internet or on Twitter soon after the show was over. Like, if this girl had the dragons, this would have ended season one.
I mean, for real.
There wouldn't have been a Game of Thrones.
Well, remember, she sent that letter to Stannis Baratheon. Said that no king, but the king of the north, his name is Stark.
And he says, have you ever heard of this little girl?
So it was set up seasons ago.
She's a boss. Yeah, that's awesome.
But that actress, I mean, to be her age and to do that.
And she's doing great.
Yeah, because as soon as that camera cuts, she's probably just into,
She goes back to her trailer and she's playing with dolls.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I doubt it.
But for her to,
she's not even acting, though, actually. That's part of her life.
That's probably why they cast her this girl is heartless.
Well, actually, she's probably worse. And they're like, please, tone it down just a little bit.
We're in an interview with
you're her. At a 10. We need it a 6.
She's calling everybody dicks. You didn't answer the call, fuckers. Whoa.
Jennifer, whoa.
Come on. You didn't answer the call. Just leave it there.
Off with the head.
Whoa. No.
Shit down their throats. Okay. New actress.
Back to King's Landing.
They don't get a new actress because they're afraid of her. Sorry, go ahead.
Next year we watch the credits. It's just our name for everything.
Yeah, it's written by her. Like George R. R. Martin, his last book. You know how they always do a special thing? Like, I dedicate this book. It's it's written by her. It's
all the actors and actresses were replaced by her. So Jon Snow is just this little girl now. With long clothes.
All the fans were like, what the fuck? That's awesome.
Go ahead, McMurray.
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay, so when. When Lancel went down into the catacombs and that kid stabbed him, where did he stab him?
In the side, in the ribs. He probably he could have really probably punctured his lungs, which would have really took him down.
How he got stabbed and could barely crawl. Arya got stabbed in the chest and the stomach however many times and she was able to walk.
She got the boss.
Well, she got stabbed in the stomach, but he got stabbed right in the rib cage, which could have easily hit a lung, anything, which would have took anybody down.
I think a better question is, how come he got so close that candle didn't go?
Well, that was six candles, so.
Wow.
Yeah. He got close to that one.
He was right there.
I really wish that he was.
Oh, yeah, you knew it was going to blow up. I mean.
When he first got stabbed, he's laying there. Did you see the green?
The barrels are green.
Oh, I already knew.
You saw the green glow.
Yeah, you saw it from a mile away. You knew what was going
to
happen.
As soon as that boy went in, I was like, oh, he's about to go find the... Yeah, this is done. I wonder why, though, that they had him go down there.
Well, just because you have to show what's going on down there, right?
Somebody's got to go down there. Yeah, but that's...
Take a line from Deadpool to move along the plot.
I just wonder if Cersei set it up like that since it was her family.
Yeah, but she hated him.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I want him to be the first to die. Because he's done this to me.
That might have just been a happy accident for her. Because he just happened to be, happened to see that child and he happened to follow him down there.
The candles were
him, I think.
Yeah, the candles were already lit and everything.
Oh, yeah.
That child was waiting for him to lure him in there to stab him so he would be the first one to
die. You're probably right. I mean, Cersei's crazy like that. She's manipulative. I mean,
but that kid had time to get away.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because, it looked like it blew up blocks. I mean,
you don't know how long it took him to crawl there or how long it took for them to carve that.
That little kid's fast.
Okay.
He got some distance on
him. He has a teleport power.
Yeah, he's Varys' child. It is Varys' little bird, after all. The little bird's no ways in and out of the city.
The explosion, for the most part, went straight up. It went out some, but like
right,
it mostly blew up the set.
Boy, that was such a cool scene, though. And just her sitting there, just sipping on her wine. Just
yeah. I heard people talking like the reason you didn't see Ghost in episode 9 is because they had to make a decision between Ghost and the giant for CGI. That breaks my heart. This show makes so much money that they're still like, this is going to cost too much.
Yeah, but dude, really? Look at the money they're pouring into that show.
Oh, I know. It's huge.
It's crazy.
It's still not the most expensive show ever. Friends was more. ER was more, just because of actors and who they had to pay.
Yeah.
I was reading that. Their CGI, though, it costs more than anybody's.
It's also network television, though. It's a lot more money.
It's not TV. It's HBO.
But I was really disappointed that we have to choose between a giant and a wolf.
But if you got to choose, who you going to pick?
Both.
I don't know.
I'm picking the giant, bro.
I don't know.
I want my peanut.
Then you got to watch the dog get an arrow through its face.
They wouldn't have killed him off.
And I don't want to see that.
They wouldn't have killed him off. They wouldn't kill a ghost like that.
This season, I was glad he didn't. Well,
Ghost will probably, if he does die, he'll be the last one to go. Or no. Arya's still out there somewhere.
Nymeria's still out there. Right?
That's going to be crazy.
Nymeria will be the last one to show up.
Nymeria's going to save
will
the day.
Nymeria.
With dragon glass teeth.
Nymeria will. She'll just have dragon glass in her mouth. Like, hey.
Nymeria will show up.
She talks English now.
Nymeria's running around.
The
wolf is no one.
Same as Arya. Nymeria will show up when Arya's dying. And she'll walk right up to her and start licking her as she's bleeding out, probably.
I think they could join together.
Because I do believe
Arya... How dare you say Arya dies?
I think Arya's on a path of destruction.
Yep.
I think the way she's killing people and she's kind of crazy now and...
Although I could see her not dying, too. I could see her getting everybody on her list and then her going and joining Jon's side. But I doubt it.
It'd be cool if they all...
Eventually the Starks meet up again.
But I say her death will be a heroic one.
And you get that Avenger shot with Starks.
You know who's headed that way that's also on her list is Melisandre.
Was Melisandre on her list?
She took Gendry away from her.
Yeah.
And in that season when she actually met her, she looked at her and was like, you have a darkness in you.
Do you think it was a horrible mistake to send Melisandre away? Did Jon Snow make the right call? I personally think it was... I thought that was dad. Just was a bad move.
I don't think it's going to be the last you see ever with Jon Snow, though.
No, but he also said he did not want to be revived, so he wouldn't.
Yeah, but she also said she didn't say okay, Jon. She said I will do what the Lord of Light tells me to do. So she was going to try no matter what.
Yeah, but he'd already said I don't want you to.
So I know. In that same scene, though, she said I don't care.
I think politically it was the right decision for him to make.
Yeah. Politically,
Davos.
Politically, the right decision for
Davos
him to make was to kill her.
I think Davos will kill her.
Eventually.
I think that will happen.
Eventually,
I think
that'll be her death.
He's still my favorite character.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love him.
I love him so much.
And I love that little girl, too.
Lady.
She had a kind.
That might have been some of the best.
That's the death. Her death and Hodor have been the deaths that have hurt me the most. Because the Red Wedding, I was sort of expecting. I knew that was going to happen. But...
Yeah, the Red Wedding's shocking.
Whose death?
Shireen.
And Hodor. Brother. Yeah. Those deaths hurt.
I think his acting was the best. It's been second best it's been on the show the entire run. Outside of Tyrion on trial. I think those two scenes,
that's the best acting scene in the whole show to me.
I'm
with you, though. That is a great shot.
Well, because you don't see a lot of emotion from him, but
he got very emotional.
I loved her like she was my own.
Yeah.
Speaking of good acting, Tyrion, and when Daenerys made Tyrion her hand, that whole scene
is gorgeous.
This is something I heard on.
I thought that they were going to make out. Is it just me?
This is something I read. I don't think he sees her like that.
Well, it's true. I don't think he does either, but I honestly thought for a second, I was like, is this shit about to get weird? Because she's like, I had someone make this for you, and she starts reaching down to her boobs, and I'm just like,
what? She just broke up with her boyfriend. She's kind of feeling kind of vulnerable.
But then I was like, dang it. I'm not going to see her boobs this episode. I'm the only one on that one, too. Poor shit.
I already said I hated women. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true. You're never invited back again.
I'm going to need you to master your voice for the rest of this.
And silence and kind of an agreement.
Okay, so moving forward, where's this? What happens? Where's this show? I mean, you talked about a little bit what you think's going to happen to King's Landing. But what's going to happen to other people?
My prediction is this: like, you know, people are talking that the show this season has ended way too predictable. I'm just wondering if they did that for a reason, so that they can come with a freaking curveball hard in the beginning of the next season and be like, what?
I kind
of
hope
because
they do.
There's all these things that are lining up that people are like, oh, this is going to happen. You know, it's like us talking about our predictions. I just wonder if they're just going to, R.R. Martin's like, nope, and just sweeps all that to the left, and we have something completely different.
I mean, I'm kind of hoping for that, because that's kind of why I say that about Cersei. Just us kind of just, you know, underestimating her. I don't know. I mean, I completely agree with McMurray that makes sense that's where the show is heading, but I also am kind of like, I'm waiting for that curveball. I'm waiting for that thing we're not thinking of.
I absolutely believe it'll be a curveball.
And maybe the curveball is simply the White Walkers.
Yeah.
That's your curveball.
Coming earlier than we think.
Right, yeah.
Well, Benjen Stark left Bran and Mira like a mile away from the wall. So she's got to be able to carry Bran.
I thought that was so freaking stupid. I didn't understand that. Like, he's just like, peace.
He says because he can't cross that barrier.
There's magic built into the wall.
But Bran had that mark on his hand where the Night King touched him, so that barrier's going to fail as soon as he crosses.
See, I just wonder if he knows that he...
Well,
that's the beauty.
Did Bran not tell Benjen that?
Yeah, well...
That seems like something you're going to ride around on a horse.
Well, okay, Benjen has to know, though, too, that there's a reason that these guys are running from the tree and all this stuff is happening.
Is he a double agent?
I don't think so.
So that was another theory that popped up.
I don't think he is.
I think he pulls his face off and he's...
He's the faceless...
He knows... Well, he knows that...
I teleported to you.
It's Varys.
He knows that magical barrier is not going to last when Bran passes, and he took him down there to get him there quicker.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. I mean, that could be it.
Next season, just a year away.
Gosh,
not quite a year, just like 46 weeks. You know, this is my first off season. This is my first Game of Thrones off season. Now I know.
Is your heart is it?
I want to cry all the time. I find myself waking up in a puddle of tears and sweat.
What if the curveball is that Jon Snow's not Targaryen?
Hey, I can see that.
HBO confirmed it.
I saw that.
I bet
they're pissed. I bet those writers are so upset. Because
they went out of their way not to.
Yeah.
They just said
some HBO dude just like confirmed it. Like, he was like, yeah.
He put up a chart.
Unless that's all part of the plan. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be.
Could be part of the plan. But, I don't know. I have a theory. What if Bran... Jon Snow's dad.
God dang it.
I'm real hung up on this time travel thing. he goes to the future.
The past.
He goes to the past.
Meets his aunt?
He does his aunt.
This is Harry Potter 3 all over again. I had to explain Harry Potter 3 to him because I had time travel.
We literally talked on the phone for 3 hours.
I had to explain.
And I had such issues.
And I explained it and he goes,
such issues.
But wait. So he goes to the future? No, no, they go to the past.
Did you ever watch Back to the Future? Probably shouldn't.
Blow your mind. The Harry Potter one really bothers me. I don't even remember it now, but it was like he...
But they went back in time and they couldn't see themselves?
He goes back in time and then... What was it? I don't even remember.
Let's not get into it.
Yeah, it hurts my brain. It hurts
He can't watch Doctor Who for the same reason.
Yeah, I can't get into Doctor Who.
I never tried it.
Well, it's just so many, like...
Never tried it.
Time travel.
Time travel, you just got to go with it.
The only time travel that I've watched that ever, like, worked, it just works, is Terminator 1 and 2.
Flash.
And Flash.
I got you.
Yeah. I've had to explain, but we've had debates about
Flash. Had debates about that, too, yeah. But I go with Flash a little more. Because I'm like, that's a comic book. But Harry Potter's, like, real. So I need to understand.
There's a Harry Potter land and everything.
You can go there. It's in Florida.
It's there.
You can go there.
You can get your own wand and everything there. It's crazy.
Where are you going?
December.
We're all going to Harry Potter in December. You hear that?
That's cool.
December?
It's the cheapest time to go.
It's a great time
to go. Or is that a very expensive time to go? Christmas?
Yeah.
But it'd be winter. You can wear your scarf and everything. That'd be cool.
I mean, different reasons, but
it's Florida. There's
so
it's not a
nice reason to go because that's the best time.
I'm wearing a scarf. It's 80 degrees.
Just shooting.
Yeah. But it's also like, I feel like Florida in December would be a little more bearable than Florida in July.
Well, that's true.
Plus,
he turned into like red paste in July in Florida.
Yeah, that's
true.
And then, he burns. You should have seen him at the golf course last week. Every 5 minutes, he was getting sunscreen. Just lather himself.
By the time I walked from the car to the putting green there, the little practice one, I already turned like a shade of red. I was like, man, that'll feel more on.
It's
just awful.
Constantly.
But also, I think.
Just look at him, he's just getting.
Like, I take the last week off after students leave, and I'm hoping when I go down there, the schools will still be in session, so it'll be not as many people. They'll have Christmas lights up in Hogwarts for the holiday.
It's going to be packed.
I'd
take that.
Yeah, so be cool, though.
Oh, it's going to be great.
I want to go.
My wallet's going to cry, but...
Your wallet will cry.
It'll be fine. Yeah. It'll be worth it.
Jazzy!
I mean, it'll still take you, like, 3 years to get your account, like, where it is right now, back to after that trip. But for those 3 years, you'll be like, it was worth it.
It was so great. Let's go again.
It was worth it. I'm excited. You know, because I follow, like, this thing on Facebook, and the employees and stuff that work there, they do Quidditch matches at that park. So jealous. That's we need cool. Good jobs there.
That's what you said when we went to Disney.
I need a good job there too.
Man, you need to get a job. I was like, I don't want to be.
I was like, we could work.
Sweat
here.
My.
What kind of Chippendales are you talking about?
Rescue Rangers.
Okay. But we're going straight up Chris Farley here.
Goofy suit.
Say a lot of Chippendales.
Well, have we pretty much covered Season 7 Game of Thrones?
Is there anything
particularly these three episodes.
Do we want to talk about any more of the upcoming seasons, what we think?
I think we pretty much...
I think I've already said everything, I think.
Anybody else got any notes?
I'm still curious to see how the Hound gets involved in... Because what was the last thing? We saw, okay, so he was there...
Him pissing in a creek.
But what was the last thing we saw him do or say? Like... At any point, is he heading to King's Landing?
I think he's just going to run around with the Brotherhood without banners. They were going around killing Freys and Lannisters.
I just wonder, how does he wind back up there? I'm sure he will somehow. Yeah.
I don't know if he will. He'll fight. I think they could end up going north and fighting the White Walkers.
Or when Daenerys comes across and does fight King in King's Landing and Cersei leaves, maybe heads further south. That's when
I think all these armies are going to come together when they're like right before they're about to smack into each other. The White Walkers can be in.
That'd be awesome too.
Well, you know that, you
and,
know,
and then that girl just carrying Bronn like.
Well, You know, that's the thing I was kind of thinking about after episode 9 was, you know, every war we've seen in this show, and we've kind of talked a little bit about this, how they're, you know, that's something that George likes to play with. It's kind of in a gray area where it's like you sort of see the sides of both sides, you know. But, you know, but I always assume that eventually the war with the White Walkers, well, that's your, you know, light versus dark. Like that, that's a, you know, we understand that this is the bad guys and these are the good guys. Even if our good guys are kind of flawed, we understand these are the bad guys.
But are they?
Well, I
saw that guy being tortured turning into a Light Walker.
Is he? Well, and that's kind of where I was going with that was because, like, okay, so then we get to this episode 9, and this is kind of like, you know, where we're like, these are bad. Like, the Ramsay and his army, they're bad guys. Here are the good guys. We are rooting for Jon Snow and company. And it's like, I'm wondering, you know, because that's what George likes to do. I wonder if moving forward, will we learn a little more about the White Walkers where we'll kind of feel sympathy for them? Where we'll kind of be like, oh, these poor guys.
I think they were a weapon created by the Children of the Forest.
And you think that's it? Yeah, there won't be any more. Yeah.
That turned.
Yeah. But see, that's what I'm saying. That seems so easy. It seems so easy.
But what is set them off? I mean, why?
Yeah, why are they so mad, bro?
I don't know.
Like, chill out.
I think they're just there to kill.
Well, they're. I think
because they're in the north. Right.
I think the reason that they get upset is because you have people like the Wildlings. It just got really dark in here. People like the Wildlings tearing down the trees and stuff to create homes, fires, and all this stuff, and that's what they're supposed to be protecting is
environmental.
The environment. They're tree huggers, yeah. Hardcore.
Yeah, they're hardcore tree huggers. Terrifying tree huggers. Imagine if all the tree huggers just created an army like that. There are a bunch of wussies, though. I think we take them.
McMurray's a tree hugger.
I was waiting for it.
McMurray's a serious tree hugger.
I was waiting for it.
He humps them. He's a tree humper.
I think we'll be all right.
That's kind of what I was like, come on, say it.
Well, have we?
Okay, serious question.
Okay.
Marry, screw, kill, Game of Thrones character, go.
Marry, screw, Marry, screw, kill.
Let me think.
Do we have choices?
Just all of them. Which
I'll
one?
Go. I'll go first.
To pick.
Kill Cersei.
Oh, good one.
Marry Daenerys. Screw. Ooh, man, that's a tough one.
There you go.
From the entire time or just the current season?
Hey, he said Game of Thrones.
Then I would have to say my screw. Then my screw would be Marjorie.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like Luke's screw and Mary's gonna be Ygritte.
Yeah.
I thought your screw Mary would be Jon Snow.
Mary Jon
That's
Snow. That's
very true. That's very true as well. Kill. Who would my kill be?
I'd kill Cersei.
I wouldn't kill Cersei. I wouldn't want to be friends with Cersei. Because she's like, you know...
I wouldn't, because she betrays her friends.
Yeah.
Betrays anybody.
Yeah. I mean.
kill Cersei, screw Daenerys, Mary, Marjorie.
Why would... Okay.
You would
trust... Well, I mean, you would trust to marry Marjorie?
Yeah.
When all
yeah.
she wants is...
Marjorie's kind of...
She's a very sketchy lady. She does things behind people's backs and stuff to get power.
I would marry her.
That's why I flip Daenerys and Marjorie there.
Yeah.
But she also bathes, which I don't think Ygritte does.
That wasn't...
See, I'm into that.
She bathes all right. And
she bathes
in
a cave. That cave. Yeah.
Over and over again.
I would kill...
I'd kill...
Oh, I know who I'd kill. I'd kill that stupid little kid that killed Ygritte and Jon Snow. What was his name?
Ollie.
I'd kill
I think
Ollie.
You're supposed to pick him.
No,
never
no,
mind.
No.
You
can kill Ollie.
You can kill any...
I'd kill Ollie.
I'd kill Melisandre because
She probably wants to die. Ooh, this
Well, see, I thought about that.
Until she took
they don't want to take that
exactly. I thought about that, then I was like, ooh, wait, that, nope.
Necklace better stay on.
even just the thought, I was like, oh, what is this under this?
You know, I was thinking about the character of Ollie the other day. I was like, you know what? I hated him because he killed Ygritte and stabbed John. And I'm sitting there thinking, he watched his entire family get raped and murdered by the wildlings. I understand why.
Yeah, I understand why he did it.
Killed Ygritte and why he did not want them to cross.
However, I also understand that he should have understood where John was at.
True.
You know, he's John
he
wasn't
Lord
trying
Commander.
To... He's not trying to kill everybody by bringing these wildlings over. He's trying to use them.
Yeah, but when your whole family's had that done to him, you didn't watch it.
And
I agree.
We're sort of watching it. We're seeing,
yeah.
We're seeing all the sides. But
I agree.
You know, he's a little punk.
Bitch-ass kid. If you listen to this, actor of all, I'm just kidding.
No, he got hung, remember?
Real life.
That was real.
What? Share no expense.
Alright, which character on the show would you want to be your BFF? Like, you just want to be friends with him.
Davos.
Jon Snow. Jon Snow would be a great friend.
You dang right.
I was going to say the giant.
Tyrion.
I don't think so.
Really?
I'll tell you who would be also a really good friend. Either
Tyrion or Bran.
Yep.
Bran would be
a great friend.
Bran would be a great hang. I don't want to spend a lot of time with him.
He'd be a great go to the bar with.
Yes.
He'd carry around him. Man.
We kind of have a friend like that.
Go with Hodor and be carried around.
And, nah.
I was going to change mine to Hot Pie because he's a baker. He can sit there and just make pastries and cakes.
Yeah.
And...
Bread.
I like these. We should have more of these. I can edit Dead Space out.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I can't think of any more.
Jesus. Yeah, he got up there and started sniffing the top of my head.
Well, there's a bird. You hear that?
Yeah, the robin. Little robin.
There's right a there. Red bird.
Yeah.
It's a red bird. And this is where he fucking goes every morning and night. It's either at this window
or
my bedroom
right.
window. He just goes and fucking chills and does this. Kind of tweet, tweet, tweet. 6 o'clock in the morning. And Jake's all like, hey, what's that? Hey, DJ, wake up. Fucking shit going on outside. You little fucker.
Well, are we noted?
I think we're noted.
Is there anything else? Anything else we... I think we pretty much covered.
Season 6. I'm good.
We all good?
I'm feeling great.
Okay. You've been noted.